はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
Natsuko desu.
Kazunori desu.
Peter here, and we're back with another lesson. We're going to talk about the New Year and some New Year expressions. What do you think about that, Natsuko?
Happy New Year.
Yes. Without further ado, as always, we are brought to you by Eric Lainen, the translation and interpretation specialists. So today we're going to jump right into the lesson. And today's theme is New Year greetings. So here we go.
せーの。十、九、八、七、六、五、四、三、二、一、ゼロ。明けましておめでとうございます。
明けましておめでとうございます。
今年もよろしくお願いします。
今年もよろしくお願いします。
Okay, very very nice. Now, we have a ton of new stuff in here. And, but what we're gonna do before we get into breaking it down, we're gonna give it to you one more time, nice and slow. So please listen and see if you can get what we're talking about. I think if you think aboutThe holiday season that we're talking about, New Year, some things will start to come to you. So here we go. One more time, nice and slow.
せーの。十、
九、八、七、六、五、四、三、二、一、
ゼロ。明けまして。おめでとうございます。
明けまして、おめでとうございます。
今年もよろしくお願いします。
今年もよろしくお願いします。
Okay, very, very nice. Now, a few things we did go through. Just a few this time. This time, a ton of new stuff. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to have Natsuko give us a little explanation of what just went on. Natsuko?
Oh, we were just counting down for New Year, and we had New Year greetings to each other, which we're going to introduce later.
Yes, very, very nice. Very nice way to explain it. Yes, we have today numbers. The way we counted today was a bit unusual, wasn't it?
Yes, because we counted down from 10. To zero.
Yes. So, sorry about that out there. Everybody, the first introduction to numbers, we threw you a curveball and we gave them to you backwards. Why don't you give it to us one more time? But this time, we're going to start the right way from the bottom all the way up to 10. So, Natsuko, can you please give us the numbers?
1
1
2
2
3
3
4
4
5
5
六
six
七
seven
八
eight
九
nine
十
ten. Okay, very, very nice. Why don't you give it to us one time, and you guys out there, listen along.
一 二 三 四 五 六7 8 9 10
Very, very nice. This is what you guys are going to need for New Year's when you're counting down the new year, the last 10 seconds. Okay, after that, when it turned to the new year, you greeted Kazunori in a special way. Now, could you give us that phrase one more time?
明けましておめでとうございます。
Very nice. And what does this mean?
Happy New Year.
Very, very nice. Okay, so could you break this expression down nice and slow, syllable by syllable?
あけましておめでとうございます。 います。
Okay, very, very nice. One time fast, please.
明けましておめでとうございます。
Okay, and there's three words, correct?
Yes.
How about giving us first word, nice and slowly?
明けまして。
Very, very nice. Second word.
おめでとう。
Very nice. And last word.
ございます。
Okay, let's break these down even further. What does the middle word mean? The second word. Can you give us that word one more time?
おめでとう。
And what does this word mean?
Congratulations.
Very, very nice. Yes. So this is congratulations. And we can also use this in many other situations. When you want to just say to someone congratulations, you can say
おめでとう。
Yes, very nice. The literal translation to this is congratulations for opening the new year.
Yes.
So the typical greeting when you see somebody for the first time in the new year, or when you call someone on the phone for the first time in the new year, you would say
明けましておめでとうございます。
Okay, very nice. And for those people out there who these three words might be a little too much, we can cut the third word, correct?
Right.
And could you give us the two words just together?
明けましておめでとう。
Okay, very, very nice. Now, for those of you, we can cut it even further. It's a bit slangy, but it's better than nothing. So I noticed that there's a real slangy way to say it.
明けおめ?
That's it. Yes. So yes, the Japanese have this fascinating way of simplifying things. They're the simplification kings of the world. They take the whole big expression, which is
明けましておめでとうございます。
And they crunch it into
明けおめ。
So for all those of you out there who might find the three words together a little daunting, you can do the good old standby, which is
明けおめ。
And break it down for us, please.
明けおめ。
Okay, now this one is Happy New Year all together. So can you just give us a little sample of what it would be like if two friends saw each other?
明けおめ。
明けおめ。
Okay, very, very nice. Again, depending. If you can do the whole phrase, it's probably very nice, but, you know, if you just want to get the gist of it and, you know, people will understand. Okay, so this expression is followed by another one, right?
今年もよろしくお願いします。
Very, very nice. Could you give us the meaning of this?
Let's be kind to each other this year too.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Absolutely perfect. Let's break this down one more time, please. Nice and slow.
Koto shi mo yo ro shi ku o ne ga i shi ma su.
Very, very nice. And one time fast.
Kotoshi mo yoroshiku onegai shimasu.
Now, you notice we had a lot of words building up to this lesson. For example, the phrase that we hope you guys got out there was
よろしくお願いします。
Yes, yeah, this phrase just pops up all the time. And this is one that you should definitely, definitely put into your memory bank. Now, what about the first part of that expression?
今年も。
Okay, stop right there. There's one syllable in there, and it's actually a word. There's one word in there that you guys should remember. And what is that word?
も。
And do you guys remember what that is? It means?
To.
Yes. So we got to, please be kind to me this year too. And just the last word we're missing from this.
今年.
Very, very nice. And what does this mean?
This year.
Yes, perfect. So do you see how these words keep coming up and how it's all coming together? I hope so. We really hope so here. So what we're going to do now, we're running a little short on time, and we know that you guys are getting ready for your big, big New Year weekend. It's amazing this year. It falls on perfectly on a weekend.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you don't get your days off, but, you know, you can make a little extra longer plans. So we're going to have the conversation read one more time for everybody out there. Okay? And we're going to give you this at full speed.
せーの。10、9、8、7、6、5、4、3、2、1、0。明けましておめでとうございます。
明けましておめでとうございます。
今年もよろしくお願いします。
今年もよろしくお願いします。
And for me, who wants to make it nice and simple, I will just say to Kazunori, 明けおめ and 1-4, let's go. 明けおめ。
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 Yes, very, very simplified. So that is going to be it. Tomorrow, we have Sakura coming back in. We're going to do some discussion about, we're going to introduce a few more vocabulary words and some more things about the Japanese New Year itself. So we hope you enjoyed our lessons this year. We're coming back strong next year. So from all of us here, we would like to say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, we cut out and then the alpha male, Kazunori, he came in with another word. We think this word is so good that we're actually coming back. We're rebroadcasting. We actually cut, we wrapped the episode, but after it was done, we were having a little discussion, and we thought this word was so good that we're going to give it to you. So, could you give us the word?
Kotoyoro.
Okay, and very nice and slow. One more time, please.
Kotoyoro.
Okay, and please break it down for us, Natsuko.
Kotoyoro.
Very nice. Say it one more time, please.
Kotoyoro.
Now, let's see if you guys can get it out there. We'll give you a little hint here. How do you say Happy New Year?
Akemashite omedetou.
And what did that word become?
Akeome.
So we'll give you this one more time.
Kotoyoro.
Okay, and this word means?
Kotoshimo yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Very, very nice. Thank you. This guy, he knows all the slang, all the words that you want to know. He knows. And we're going to give them to you slowly but surely. Now, this is, when you go around saying this, people are going to be surprised. Like, these are some very, very in words that young people use a lot. So you're going to shock some people using this stuff. We'll give you the whole expression one time. We'll give you the correct expression. And then we'll give you the slang. Okay, here we go.
明けましておめでとうございます。今年もよろしくお願いします。
And this becomes?
明けおめことよろ。
And let's get one time from the guy who gave us the phrases. Here we go. The alpha male, Kazunori.
明けましておめでとうございます。今年もよろしくお願いします。
And here we go.
明けおめ。ことよろ。
I like it. I like it a lot. For those of you who don't have such a grasp, I'm sure people will let you slide with this. For those people out there who have a bit of a grasp on Japanese, this is the Japanese you want to go saying to your host family, you should use the proper polite form. But this is something you use among your friends, and it's a very slangy word, and it'll be good for you. So let's just get it one more time.
明けおめことよろ。
明けおめことよろ。
明けおめことよろ。I like it. All right. Happy New Year, guys. See you next year.
また来年。
Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.